From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live. North Korean state media report that General Kim Rok-yeom is saying that Pyongyang is about to take military action targeting the U.S. Western Pacific territory of Guam. The island is home to sizable American Air Force and Navy facilities. General Kim said the North would finalize a plan to, by mid-August, to fire four mid-range missiles toward the island. After passing over Guam, they would be expected to land in waters 30 to 40 kilometers off the shores of Guam. State media KCNA said the plan, which was unusual in its level of detail, will then go to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and, quote, wait for his order, according to General Kim. About 163,000 people live on Guam, about 7,000 of them are American military personnel. General Kim's edict was the latest retort in a swift and potentially deadly exchange between North Korea and the United States. Earlier Wednesday, U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis said North Korea risks annihilation if it starts a war, and said it must end its pursuit of nuclear weaponry. In a statement, he said North Korea should cease any consideration of actions that would lead to the end of its regime and the destruction of its people. The nation, he said, must choose to stop isolating itself and stand down in its pursuit of nuclear weapons. He said the U.S. and its allies now possess the most precise, rehearsed, and robust defensive and offensive capabilities on Earth. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.